Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Miracle Moment. This is the new mommy season that will absolutely rock your world, up-level your mama game, and skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Ray Ireland, and brand new mama. Like every new mama out there, I enjoyed those quiet, precious moments of those first few months. But after that, there was this stirring in my heart to lean back into business and activate my entrepreneurial brain. I went into a business partnership with a financially failing podcast production company and turned it into a multi-six-figure production house with over 65 million downloads in just a few months. It's been a roller coaster, and I've learned some unforgettable lessons. As a mompreneur, I know how challenging it can be to balance work, family, and self-care and still see the everyday miracles. So each week, I'll share stories of women who have defied the odds to pursue their dreams of motherhood while also building successful businesses. This show will open your eyes so you can see the miracles around you. With more awareness, more miracles will show up. Light a fire in your soul, mamas. You deserve it. This is going to be a super fun episode because I wanted to talk about play and the ways that we can play with our kids, ourselves, and our businesses to really have this more expanded, joyful experience in playing. Now, as a new mama, I've discovered that my old way of playing was actually pretty structured and limited. And I noticed that perhaps I'm experiencing some of these limitations in the creativity and expansion of my business as well. This is such a cool episode in terms of how it can relate and bounce back and forth between family, parenting life, and business life. So I wanted to really dive in to the power of playing with open-ended toys. There's so many toys out there that kind of, they have one purpose or one thing that they do, or you play with them to get them from A to B. And these toys can be limited. I think even it goes along with cell phones and screen time and all of that. There's really just one single experience that you can have in working with a device or some sort of tool or toy like that. What I found is we have had a lot more fun as a family and a lot more connection as well when we are using these toys that are really open-ended. So what do I mean by that? I mean by having instruments around the house. I mean by having definitely an emphasis on the arts. There's pens and actual paper and things like that. I even think stuffed animals are a fun open-ended toy. Legos, super fun and open-ended. And I noticed that when I first started playing as a mom, I would just find myself like being like, okay, this is the way you do something, trying to show Rafa. And he would really flip it all inside out. Oh, another open-ended toy. I mean, even just cups or plasticware, they love that. Now, we are trying to eliminate plastic in our household. So I'll put that in as a disclaimer to plastic toys, Tupperwares for babies and stuff. But you get the gist. You get the idea. I just think it's an interesting thing to think about is like asking yourself, how do you play? Are you playing with open-ended toys? Are you playing with open-ended dreams and visions within your company and your businesses? Or are you trying to create a cool pattern, but stay within the lines? It's just something to ask yourself because you may be missing out on a lot of different ways that you can actually be bringing in abundance and creating impact and using your creativity if you aren't at least at some point in the week, in the month, taking a time to just really draw outside of the lines, get creative, use a cup as a hat, play the keyboard with your toes. These are the sort of things that are obviously happening in our household, and they bring so much fun, so much joy, so much play. and also so much creativity for everyone. It's not just babies' brains that are developing. Yes, they're developing at a very rapid rate, but I truly don't feel like our brains or ourselves stop developing. We can develop alongside of our babies and our toddlers, and this is a really fun way to do it. There's definitely being musicians, there's just such a joy that Sammy and I both get out of playing music. So of course we want to pass it on to Rafa. But we have also noticed that when friends come over and bring their babies and toddlers and they're not musicians and they don't really have a musical house, it is still so fun to see a child light up around music, whether they're playing it or listening to it. Hey there, fabulous mamapreneurs. I've got something super special for you. Introducing Giggles and Growth, hilarious reflection prompts for the mamapreneur. So just picture this. You're journaling your way through prompts that have you giggling and reflecting like never before. Ever wondered what your business would say if it could talk? Or how about sharing the funniest thing your kids have ever said about your work? But here's the best part. These prompts aren't just about having a good laugh. They're an incredible investment in yourself and your journey as a mompreneur. Taking time for giggles and growth means giving yourself the gift of self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. As you reflect on these entertaining prompts, you'll gain valuable insights into your business, your role as a mom and as an entrepreneur, and even find hidden gems of wisdom. And the cherry on top? It's absolutely free. No cost, no catch, just a joy-filled opportunity to embrace laughter while empowering yourself. So what are you waiting for? Unleash your laughter and embrace the growth with Giggles and Growth. Click the link in the show notes or visit www.rayireland.com/giggles-and-growth to grab your copy now. Let's make your entrepreneurial journey even more fabulous. Get your Giggles and Growth freebie today, mamas. You deserve it. We almost always have music on in our house, and it's been really cool. So even if you yourself are not a creative type, or you're not a musician, or you put these boundaries on yourself, make sure that you don't put those boundaries on your child as well. There's way more that they are actually capable of than we even realize or give them credit for. So if we can just provide them with different experiences and these open-ended tools where they can really explore their environments and other people around and themselves and their senses, I just think it's such a great way to help a child develop. And these are some of the best, most precious moments as well. It is a bit challenging when you're trying to keep a phone away, but you also want to capture them. But I think the more that we can really just be present during these experiences will really serve us in the long run. We might not have all the photos and videos and stuff like that, but you will always have the connection that you are creating, the bond that you're creating with your child through these types of playing styles. Now, one thing that I think is one of the coolest hacks that I've learned in terms of a way to have a really free-form play tool, and that tool is a resource that almost all of us have, and that tool is water. I think whenever there's been a time where Rafa's been super messy, super upset, or just, you know, tantrumy, or even just bored, not acting on his best behavior, I've definitely found that water is the magic ingredient. And I'm saying literally, maybe it's water in his water bottle and he is thirsty and wants to take a drink or practice being that big boy. But also playing with water, experiencing water, touching water. There are water tables, there's baths, there's showers, there's hoses, there's pools, there's beaches, there's oceans, there's lakes, there's rivers. There's all of these forms of water. And I think we forget as adults truly how amazing water is. And not all adults, like some of us surfers and swimmers and stuff like that. But we need to remember how magical this world, this planet is. And there's so much that we can do with water, and you can freeze it and you can play with the ice. There's so many fun ways. If you're needing fun ways, just go on Instagram. You will find hundreds of ways that you can play with water with your baby and toddler. But I just wanted to bring this into the conversation because we can use nature as well to be these really fun open-ended tools. The pure act of going outside will actually open the brain of your child. In fact, it also is helpful for our nervous system, our bodies, both for the parents and the babies to be outside, getting that vitamin D, soaking up the nature. Maybe it's not water, but it's leaves or sand or dirt. Allow your child to really get to know this planet that they're living in. And so my challenge for you, either today, almost everyone, let's try today. If you can't do today, that's okay. For this week, my challenge is to try an open-ended toy, open-ended experience of play with your child. Let me know how it goes in the comments of this podcast or on Instagram. And I hope you get to create some new, beautiful memories with your family. And don't forget to also try an open-ended play experience for yourself or your business or your company as well, and see what that can unlock, especially around maybe some issues or challenges or problems that you're facing in your business. That will be the best place to play around with some open-ended ideas, journaling, conversations, prompts, those types of things. Anyways, enjoy your week, mamas. I will talk to you soon.
Hey, mamas. That's a wrap for another epic episode on Miracle Moment, the new mommy season. Catch me on the internet at Ray Ireland, sharing this wild mompreneur life. And don't forget to check out www.rayireland.com/freebies for all the resources and support while building your soul-aligned business. Are you feeling the miracles coming your way? Stay blessed, ride this miracle vibe all day long, and remember, it's all about the journey. Catch you on the next episode.